listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Streaming live, going out to one of my favorite guys in Michigan politics, Tim Skubick, anchor and producer of WKAR's Off the Record, and no one knows Michigan politics better. Good evening, Tim.
Don't oversell it, Cheryl.
I'm not. It's the truth.
No, don't oversell it, my dear. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well, Tim.
Great to be able to work with you again. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is Michigan politics. We're the first few days into the new administration.
Yep.
How are things feeling at the Capitol? What's the sense?
Well, actually, there's an air of optimism and renewal in the air, as there always is when a new governor comes in. This is what we affectionately call in the biz the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
No tough decisions have really been made. No confrontations have been made with lawmakers because they're not here. And the fun and games will begin next week when lawmakers return on the 12th. And we learned today the governor will do his State of the State on January the 19th. And we'll have live coverage on public TV starting at 7 o'clock at night. There's a self-promotion plug before we're even into the second question. Not bad, eh?
Yeah, that was one of my questions. I heard that today.
Yep.
Very good. What about choosing cabinet members, so forth, going from both sides of the aisle? Is that sitting well at the Capitol?
He is. I think he is doing well, and the people that he's surrounding himself with. One of the buzzes in town is he's sort of putting the Engler administration back together again. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but there are some key players that were here during the Engler years. Dick Posthumus, Lieutenant Governor, Gerlin Lasher, who has worked in communications with former Governor Engler. The legal advisor, Mr. Godola, used to be with Engler. So there are some Engler people in there, but I think that really the touchstone of his decisions is that he's realized he needs to bring some Lansing insiders into his inner circle because he clearly lacks that kind of experience in this town.
Well, and bringing insiders in, you know, I've talked to a few folks in these last couple of weeks about the new administration, and that's what they're telling me is he's such a smart guy and he knows who to get around him, and that's half the battle.
Well, you know, a lot of people were waiting to see. He's from Ann Arbor, so there's a potential problem there, sarcastically, okay? I think people were worried that being from Ann Arbor and being a smart guy and a former CEO, that maybe he thought he understood that he could just bring in a bunch of outsiders, buddies that he had in the business world and run state government. He was smart enough to figure out that was probably a disaster waiting to happen. And so he's got a fairly good mixture of some new faces, the budget directors from Utah, never been in town before, the National Guard guys from Indiana. But the bulk of the people that he surrounded himself with have been here. They played the game. They know how to play the game. And I think if he follows their advice, he should do okay.
Now, he did issue an executive order today. So that has begun, having to do with the DNR and separating departments. What was that?
Well, it really, in the grand scheme of things, Cheryl, it doesn't amount to much. I mean, he's basically split the departments. We anticipated that executive order. That one doesn't really reinvent Michigan at all. The thing we're really waiting for is his budget, which will come out in late February. That will be the document that will tell us where he is headed philosophically, who's going to be cut, who's going to be angry, and then the fun and games will really begin.
Then the honeymoon may be over?
It may be over, yes, sooner than he wanted.
Did you attend the inauguration or what?
My lovely wife and I went to the inaugural event on Saturday night that was held on the stage of the Wharton Center, and just to prove that we're not partisan, we've gone to all of the events, whether it was John Engler, Jennifer Granholm, or Mr. Snyder. Out of respect to the office and to the person holding that office, we sort of thought that it was a good idea to go there. What struck me, a lot of new faces, a lot of young faces. Mr. Snyder is bringing in some new people into the process, and that's always healthy. We did get a chance to talk to him briefly. At these events, you don't talk very long. You just sort of make eye contact, wish them well, but he had that sort of glazed over look in his eyes. He'd been going since early in the morning with a speech. He had a number of receptions. He met with lawmakers early in the afternoon. I think they were kind of bushed, but they plodded through, and it was a nice event.
I did hear that they stayed to the very end. They were getting kudos for that.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So it's a brand new game in town, and everybody's energized, and after 40 years of doing this, I am as well. This is going to be a fun administration to cover, and let's see how it goes.
Well, that's fun to hear. What about the challenges you think he's facing? I mean, there's some obvious ones. Are there some that aren't so obvious? I mean, budget and so forth, and just getting everybody together and working together and everybody you know, feeling each other out as to how you work together.
Very insightful on your part. I was struck by the similarity between this governor and the one that we just ended up covering. Governor Granholm told us in an exit interview that her expertise in the legislature was not that great. She did learn. A lot of people say she didn't. But Mr. Snyder actually starts at exactly the same spot with no hands-on legislative experience. Now, can he work this process? Yeah, he probably can. Will he make some mistakes? You bet he will, just as she did. But at the end of the day, you've got to put – this is really a simple game, Cheryl. It's 56 in the House, 20 in the Senate. As long as he can count that high, he's going to do well. If he can't, he'll be in trouble.
I like that. What about the dress code changing? Is the no-tie thing going to go for you too, Tim?
No. I've got a. If I'm going to write the ties off on my income tax, I have to wear them.
Oh, I talked with a tax expert. You are correct about that. You don't. Yeah, you color inside the lines on that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I did hear that Governor Rick Snyder does like the Pure Michigan ad campaign as well.
He does, and there's already a little bit of controversy because they're going to try to combine those ads with the Helping Hand ads and aim them at CEOs and also at the general public. There are some people saying that you can't make an ad that appeals to both of those audiences, but we'll see. But he does like the ad. We're not quite sure where he's going to get the money to fund it, and there are right now at this read on the Snyder administration, while he's getting good marks for putting together a good cabinet and inner circle, we're still waiting to see exactly what this guy wants to do. In fact, when I talked to your friend Virg Bonero yesterday, he asked to say, I said, what's he going to do? He says, I don't have the slightest idea. He said this was just like during the campaign. I don't know what he's going to do. Let's watch and see.
Very good. I do have to congratulate you on the special you had with Governor Granholm and her husband, Dan Mulhern. It was an awfully good special. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you so much. What did you learn that you didn't know?
Well, I just enjoyed seeing them in a much more relaxed atmosphere in the governor's residence. The atmosphere was just great, and you basically set a nice table for a great interview with him, and it was just a pleasure to see. Any idea what's next for her?
She's going to be living in East Lansing. They're looking for a cottage on the water near Grand Rapids or Detroit, and in that interview, I thought the best line of the whole evening was, I said, Governor, thank you for welcoming us to the executive residence. I understand this is your final exit interview, and she says, yeah, it's probably the one I'll regret the most. That was a touching remark.
I did appreciate that. I was waiting for you to ask what kind of tree she was.
You know what? I had that on the list, but I decided not to go there. She would not be a weeping willow, I can tell you that.
Very good. What's coming up for you on your show this week?
Let's see. Well, we do have a pretty good show lined up. We're taping it tomorrow morning with the four new legislative leaders. They will be sitting down for the first time on television to decide how they're going to do this thing. Will they be the Mike Bishops and the Andy Dillons reinvented, or will they try to cut a new path of cooperation? It'll be fascinating to see how they interact. This is our first shot at the four of them together, and it will be very revealing.
Very good. Well, it's always exciting. Tim, you know, we never all go away. We just show up in a different place each time, I swear, media folks in this town.
I'm glad that you showed up in this place, and best of luck to you on this new assignment. Okay, Cheryl?
I sure appreciate it, Tim. We'll look forward to talking to you often.
Okay, hon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good night. We've been talking with Tim Skubick, who, of course, is anchor and producer of WKAR's Off the Record. Just kind of catching up on what's happening with the new Rick Snyder administration. Looking forward to that. When we come back after these messages, we're going to talk with Kelly Bishop, who is the Executive Director of Career Services at MSU's Career Services Network. Some interesting thoughts for folks looking for a job coming out of college. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this break.